On this episode of Brookdale Beat, Rich Robinson talks with Susan Pagano, executive director of CPS, about the new jobs program, which connects probation clients to employment.
Welcome to our look at the people, organizations, and initiatives within Brookdale Community College and beyond. This is Brookdale Beat.
Susan Pagano, thank you for joining us. There are so many things to bring up. And one of the things that we do here at 90.5 The Night is, besides bringing in musicians and all that, I want people to know what's going on here on the campus of Brookdale and all the satellite campuses we have. And one of the really interesting programs, and you're the director of it, is the jobs program, which is helping those who had been incarcerated to get their life back on track. And for people out there who don't have anybody in their life who has been incarcerated or may not have had that happen to them, they may not realize the hurdles that these people face when they get out of jail because of the discrimination that so many people have for them. I mean, it's on their record. It'll be on their record forever. You know, and some people might say, well, okay, that's the price you pay for committing a crime. But then the follow-up to that is, if they can't get a job or can't get a good place to live or they can't take care of their family, they resort to doing what they did in the first place that got them in trouble, and they're right back into the system. So how does Brookdale help?
Yeah, well, I should bring you on the road with us to promote the program, because that's exactly the aim of the program. So JOBS, it stands for Job Opportunities for Building Success. And we have a Department of Labor funded grant program that supports folks who have been impacted by the justice system in some way. So some of those people have been formally incarcerated, but some of them are paying child support, or they have fines, or maybe they were on probation or parole several years ago. But mostly the clients that we see are folks who are either currently on probation, have been over several years ago, or they are paying child support. So the program supports occupational training. So we are able to put people through training to help them find a job. So we've had folks take CDL programs, welding, culinary. A lot of the trades are really areas where our students are interested in finding employment. And then we also partner them with a career coach. So we provide ongoing case management, supportive services, and really just guide them through the whole process, connect them with employers, and really support them along the way.
Well, this was a statewide program, but Brookdale is the lead school for this area of the state for for Monmouth, Ocean, and Middlesex counties, correct?
So there are 7 counties that are covered under the Central New Jersey region that we are the lead for, and I have to count them on my fingers, or otherwise I forget them. So it's Monmouth, Ocean, Middlesex, Mercer, Hunterdon, Somerset, and Union counties.
Very good.
So we can provide services to any eligible participant who is willing and interested in engaging in the program who lives in any of those counties.
Well, you know, it's interesting. A friend of mine, Terry, owns the Shipwreck Grill down in Brielle, and he's been working trying to get people that are on parole or probation interested in the culinary arts, and as we do here at Brookdale with our really excellent culinary arts program, which has put out some really good, like, Michelin style chefs out there. First of all, there are restrictions for people to come in and be a part of this program. There are certain requirements and qualifications they have to have, correct?
Yes. So the only requirements are that they have to be at least over the age of 18. Mm-hmm. They have to be impacted by the justice system in some way. So we have a couple ways of verifying that, and our career coaches would work with anyone interested. And they have to be either under or unemployed. And so we work with them to verify all of that information and verify their eligibility to participate in the program. And then once they're enrolled, they are able to tap into all the resources that we have access to.
And usually how long does it take for them to go through the program and be able to find themselves employment?
It really depends on each individual person's situation and what their goals are. So, for example, if someone they come in and they know they want to be a CDL driver right away, we can enroll them in a training and they can be done in as little as 4 weeks and really be connected to employers right away. Some of our culinary students, they were in a program that was a couple of months, right? So it takes a little bit more time. It depends on really what the individual goals are for each person who comes in, and we really try to customize the experience and the support that we provide. So it really is individualized for everyone.
So what kind of partnerships do we have with outside employment? you know, that will take these students who have gone through the program and now they're ready, willing, and able to get a job and they've been certified, you know, to know what they're doing. How, you know, what have you been coming up against?
Yeah, so that is the most difficult part of the program, right? Because each employer has their own guardrails and their own requirements for what they are willing to hire for and what are the offenses that they are not willing to bring into their organization, and every employer is different. So we've had conversations with some that are not willing to take anyone who has an open case, which would, you know, remove all of our child support folks, right? They wouldn't be eligible. And, you know, it really varies, right? So we're continuing to build relationships with employers, and any that are listening, we'd be happy to continue to have those conversations and build out those relationships. But really the jobs program, when it was started down in Atlantic County, it was started by a group of justices in the justice system who were seeing people come through recovery court, and they kept seeing the same people over and over again. And they thought, just like you mentioned in your intro, that if these people had, you know, well-paying, sustainable jobs to support their families, they wouldn't be coming back, you know, over and over again. And so they created relationships with the casinos down in Atlantic City. Mm-hmm. And so Hard Rock, when this program was initially created a couple years ago, Hard Rock was really one of the first employers that stepped in and said, yeah, we want to help and we want to participate. And really it supports, you know, the entire community, right? Because if we're able to put more people to work, and reduce crime and reduce recidivism, it's really going to support, obviously, the program participants. That's what they want, right? They want to be able to support their families, but also employers who are so in need of employees.
Yeah, of qualified employees.
Exactly.
And it also, you know, the bottom line is it also helps all of our pocketbooks, because we're paying taxes, and the less people that we have to pay, you know, to help support, the less taxes that we have to pay. And right now, the last number I saw, and you probably have more updated numbers than I do, of 135,000 people in New Jersey are currently on parole or in probation. And so that's a pretty big workforce that could mm-hmm. be employed.
And when you add in the child support numbers as well, that number grows to several hundred thousand people who could be, you know, impacted by this program.
And so if people want to find out more, if you're an employer out there who is interested in helping somebody get a second chance, or if you need that second chance, how can people get in touch with you in the program?
Yep. So if you go to our website on the Brookdale homepage, we have a landing page for the Brookdale Jobs Program. So on there, you'll see contact information. We have a it's an email address, Brookdale Jobs Program at brookdalecc.edu, I believe. Mm-hmm. And you can reach out to us, and one of our career coaches will be able to start the onboarding process and begin enrollment. And for employers, you can absolutely reach out to us through our website as well, and I'll be in touch.
Who are the, how does one become a career coach?
Yep. So these are all people who have experience with case management. Really, is who most of our staff is right now. They work in social work, or they have connections in human services. You know, the program administrator that we have for the program, Eli, he was a jobs program participant himself, and now he's able to give back to the community by running this program for us. And it's a great group of folks who just care so deeply about our program participants and providing them the, you know, best level of service that we can, and connecting them to resources in the community. That's our goal through this entire program, is just to support people through this transition and through this time of their life when they might need us.
Well, I think a lot of people would admit that they believe everybody deserves a second chance. And especially the people that are, you know, that are out of confinement, you know, they are out there because they're not a threat to society, and they're trying to make good and trying to get that second chance. And Brookdale is opening up its doors for these people and helping people in seven different counties to find employment. Susan, thank you so much for taking time out and being here on 90.5 The Night.
I'm Audrey, a multimedia production student at Brookdale. Thanks for joining Brookdale Public Radio as we shine a light on Brookdale Community College. Here, we'll get you there. Find more links, information, and listen to this and other episodes at 90.5thenight.org/brookdalebeat.